Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal?
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're.
Well, should we give us some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead. Doctor, I think I've forgotten my name. It's Dr. Benjamin Jones. Thank you, Doctor.
Claire cares. I haven't forgotten my name because it's right here on my name badge. Welcome to the show. No, can I do that again?
No. And we are joined by...
Jonas.
Hello, Jonas.
Jonas.
Hi.
Like John, but a bit more exotic.
Not, no.
Jonas.
It's John that's yeah. here to speak about his ass.
Oh, and welcome to the show.
Jonas.
You can't get more punchier than that at 10:30 a.m. Welcome to the morning.
Hi.
And is it a good morning today, Jonas?
It's a nice morning, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's blue skies. And I'm here with new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Jonas, are you a Christian? You look like one.
I am a Christian.
Yes.
Very religious.
Yes.
I lapsed.
You look like you... Oh.
And then I came back to the church.
So you were a sinner for a little bit?
We're all sinners.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I indulged in my sin.
And what did you do? Because once I heard of a tale of someone who knew someone who fucked a pig. Was it that bad?
Okay. Told that person in confidence about that.
Okay.
I've taken it too rude too fast again.
Yes.
Stop.
No, no.
Stop collaborating. Listen.
No, no, no.
Let's go back.
You took a leap. You took a risk, but it paid off. We found.
I took it in the wrong direction. I don't want to know about that.
Well, I think it
pig,
could...
Sorry, can I just say the pig was dead?
The pig was dead at the time.
I don't want your listeners to think that I...
Should we start that again?
Once again, I think we should just continue.
I'm feeling a lot of judgment.
No. No, to be fair, I'm vegan, so I don't eat or fuck pigs. But I do believe if you're going to do one or t'other, or both, you should use every part of the pig. And you certainly did.
It was both.
Yeah.
And if you do fuck or eat it, make sure it's dead first, which is what Jonas has done. So no sinners
here. And did you get a lovely meal out of it?
You know when you have... Like righteous hunger because you've been working so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've worked up an appetite, yeah.
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 So okay. I felt like I had earned it.
You had, and you used every part, and we don't know what the pig would want at this stage because the pig's dead.
Yeah.
But I know if I was dead, I'd think that was a compliment.
Oh.
If somebody, you know, after.
So you wouldn't have a problem with that?
What, if someone made love to me after, in my death?
Yeah.
I'd think, what a compliment. You know, because I'm not going to look my best then, I'm mm-hmm. imagining. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and yet they still want to get on and kiss me and smother me in love.
What if you died and got fucked by a pig?
Again, same rules apply.
Thank you.
Jingly, jingly, listen!
Was your family religious, Jonas?
Very religious. Mm. Yeah.
So that's
when I grew up, we would go to church every day.
Did you play a tambourine or recorder or anything fun like this?
I had an egg shaker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lovely. Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
That I would shake.
Yes. Mm.
As the priest preached.
So the family band.
Family band.
Was the priest annoyed that he was trying to get through a sermon and you were shaking a little egg?
He would refer to us and use us in his sermons. Mm. So sometimes we would fall in line, and with the rhythm of the speech of his sermon, we would be elevating the voice of God. Sometimes we would be something for him to work against. Mm. And I think that he appreciated that we were pushing him, we were testing him.
Contrast.
Much like, you know, Job or any other character from the Bible. We were giving him adversity that he could prove to the congregation that you can overcome things, even incessant noise.
Mm. Okay, lovely, yeah.
And are you sure he liked that?
I'm going to try it now if you keep talking. Okay. And I'm just going to get a little... I don't have an egg timer per se. Mm-hmm. What I have got is some coriander seeds.
Okay. Have you got anything there for me? A bit of cumin?
Yeah, I've anything. Turmeric, does that make a noise?
That'll do.
No, pine nuts for you.
Thank you.
And...
quite festive.
Mm. Okay, so... carry on. Talk about your childhood.
Well, like I said, I was in a very musical... religious family, and every day I would be taken to church and I would be made to kneel and wail while God's voice poured over me. It is very,
yes, annoying.
It is much, but
there we go.
I was passing itself as entertainment.
So that was quite dramatic there, Jonas.
Yeah.
I feel like you did reveal some truth. Was that quite difficult to talk about?
I feel like when I look back at myself as a child, mm-hmm. and the innocence...
And fucking annoying as well.
...of the little shaker boy that I was in that church, I felt so...
Annoying.
...at peace.
Right.
And if I could talk to the little shaker boy now... What I would just say, you shake that egg. Mm. Shake that egg with all your might.
Yeah.
And you don't stop. Mm. And when things get hard, you shake it even harder. Mm.
Yeah.
And you let God hear your egg.
Yeah.
So, Jonas, why did the little shaky boy stop shaking?
I moved away from my family when I went to university.
A lot of people do.
And I quickly found a group that I could relate to, the choir, the university choir.
Mm. Did they shake?
There was some shaking of the hands, mm-hmm. Shaking of the hips,
lovely.
Which I wasn't used to, but
very free.
I enjoyed. And
shaking of the head?
Shaking of the head.
No.
Exactly. No, Jonas, no.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
Shaking of the vocal cords.
Ah.
Vibrato.
Shaking Stevens.
Shaking Stevens. We would sing all kinds of music. Not the church music that I was used to, but
cool music.
Yeah, well, yes, I guess, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was a shaking time in my life where I discovered popular musicians, rock and roll musicians like Shaking Stevens.
Mm.
Suddenly, I was wearing Shaking Stevens t-shirts.
Yeah.
Baseball caps.
Yes.
Tracksuits and shoes.
And when you started listening to this devil music, was this when your arsehole started to stink?
It was gradual, mm-hmm. Doctor. I can't tell you exactly when it began, but I know that I dropped out.
Did you like Cat Stevens?
Who?
Just another musical
fellow. Is that Shakin' Stevens' real name?
No. Cat Stevens, just another musical fellow. Carry on, sorry, yeah.
I dropped out of university. I did not complete my degree.
Wow.
I lost touch with all of the people in the choir because I felt ashamed.
Mm. And when did you fuck the pig?
That was my real low point.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sorry, we'll get to that. I guess we'll get to that.
Mm. I dropped out. I sort of went off the map.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I couldn't go home. because they would see that I was into this new kind of music, that I was very cool now.
Yes.
And I knew that I wouldn't be welcome back to the church, but I also couldn't.
And you had your tracksuit bottoms and your shoes, of course. And
yes.
That's the giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's changed. He's drifted away. He's got cool.
Yeah, I would turn up to church. They would all be wearing their cobalt blue
jelly shoes,
paper trousers.
Ah,
paper trousers.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they would see me in my flashy nylon, and they'd know, and they'd also smell it.
They'd smell it. Yeah.
Everyone was smelling it at this point, including me.
Did you have a shaker with you at the time?
Tried to use a shaker to stop the smell.
Yeah.
But
shaking back
with each step.
Was it shaking back?
Excuse me?
Shaking back. The
popular, did I shake and vacuum my anus?
No. The popular 90s shaking back. It was a powder you put around the carpet.
Oh, yeah.
Was that still the 90s?
Popular today?
Still popular.
Still popular today.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it? Not outside of, not inside of London.
Not outside of the,
not outside of the
25. Not outside of marriage.
Well.
It's popular though.
Mm. Inside the M25, I would argue it's not. Carry on.
So,
sorry, could you like just answer the shake and vac question, though?
Did I? No, I didn't use the carpet cleaner.
Shame.
Shame, yeah.
Is that what you would recommend?
Oh, I think it would help.
One of the steps, yeah. But carry on, anyway, with your little story.
So I didn't know where to turn, and I sought out people who wouldn't judge me, people like me, you know. And I found a group of outcasts that at the time I thought were
the band
my
outcast.
Friends.
Not the band outcast.
They were in the group for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so they really lived and breathed it.
And it's actually when they stopped putting music out together.
Mm.
And that's because of the influence of this particular group.
Right.
It was a tough time. It was a dark time.
Mm.
A lot of nights shaking.
Yeah.
Not shaking my hips or shaking my hands, but just shaking from hypothermia, sleeping rough.
Wow, okay.
Sleeping on the streets.
So you went from a nice little church boy to a beastly sort of street lad.
Yeah.
Same outfit?
Same outfit, always. Mm. My love for Shaking Stevens never died.
That never waned.
The doctor will see you now.
But this, of course, was not your lowest point.
No.
So how do we get from the streets...
to the pig.
Thank you.
Well, I...
A minute on the streets. A life. No. Carry on.
I was doing anything I could do to...
Sorry. A lifetime on the... No. A minute on
she'll
the...
She'll get it soon.
Okay. Well, okay. A minute on the streets. And next thing you know, you've got your bits in a piece of meat.
Doesn't feel like that's it, Claire.
No.
Have another go.
A minute on the streets. Can lead, if you're not careful, to having bestiality.
That'll do.
Mm.
A year on the streets, dick and a pig.
He's actually nailed it there. Thank you. Thank you, Jonas.
Thank you, Jonas.
But short story long, I was doing everything I could to make money, and I actually stole from my fellow outcasts.
Mm.
And they threatened me with violence, and I actually fled the city to the countryside.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
That is pretty, though.
It's pretty when you have a roof over your head. I was wandering fields.
Mm. Now, hang on. I think we're getting to the pig bit.
No, you don't get pigs in the city.
No.
Apart from that one time.
Yeah. That was a film, wasn't it? Pig
that
in
was
the city.
A film, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you're in the countryside.
In the countryside and just trying to keep myself safe from the elements. I took to finding animals that I could sleep under.
Mm. A story as old as time.
And then what happened?
And then I guess you would call it an addiction developed.
So this sounds like it's happened more than once.
Yes.
Now, are we talking about snoozing or are we talking about something more?
Well, I got so used to the touch of... animals.
Mm.
They had provided me with warmth. They had allowed me to recharge overnight. They had shown me where the good grass was.
Mm.
And I developed real feelings. And I
For one in particular, or?
For one in particular. Even at this lowest point, I knew that I wasn't ready to break God's law.
Yeah.
Now, does it say, is it in the Bible about not fucking a pig? I haven't read the Bible, I'll be honest.
Sort of thing doesn't need to be mentioned.
Right.
Have you noticed that Christians and Jews, they don't do it?
They both don't do it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Claire Care's still here, broadcasting for you.
The other thing about these animals is they didn't judge me for my dirty bottom.
Mm. I love that about animals. Mm.
They had stinking backsides as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And we were all in the same boat, as it were.
An economic bucket.
Right, exactly. They were itinerants too.
Yeah.
And we were almost in a big Noah's Ark, all of us, against the world.
Mm.
All the smelly bottomed beasts in one field.
Lovely.
How did you actually get this specific pig to fuck you, though?
Well, you talk to Benjamin Jones?
I guess it's a question of grammar, really, because the pig didn't fuck me.
Yes.
As much as I tried to make that happen.
Right. How did you try?
I would lay myself down and wiggle down my Shaken Stevens tracksuit bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't wear underwear.
No.
So immediately my buttocks were out in the cold country air.
And pigs aren't. They're not fussy. They're not fussy.
They're not.
No.
I thought that the pig would be attracted by the smell of my anus.
Yes. Mm. Like a trough. Like, see it as a...
Like a pig in shit.
Yeah, as a romantic trough, as a kind of, you know, a trophy trough, you know?
Yeah.
Did you consider looking at the pig that you was attracted to and just giving a little shake?
I did still have my egg with me. And I stretched my arms out above my head on the grass. And I banged the egg rhythmically on the ground.
It was a bang rather than a shake.
It was a bang, but
it was
the
shaking.
Grains inside.
Okay.
It was a bang shake.
Mm-hmm.
Bang shake. And, you know, with each lift of the egg, a little shake when it reached the top.
It's a little shake, yeah.
And it did get the attention of some of the animals, but unfortunately not the pig.
Right.
So I don't know what animal it was, but something I couldn't bear to look.
Hmm.
I had sort of banged my face into the mud so that I could...
Was it a crow?
It felt like a crow.
Another wonderful leap from Claire Cares there, getting it bang on the money.
I think it's obvious now looking back that it was a crow because I had beak marks on my upper...
Yeah.
By my lower back.
And also crows are curious. They're curious. Curious crow. The curious crow. The curiosity of the crow. We've all read those books. So back to this, like, stubborn, I'm going to say stubborn little sort of...
Stubborn little snout.
The stubborn sort of frigid pig.
I don't know if the pig was stubborn, frigid, asexual. You know, which I completely... No judgment. There. Whether it was that actually the smell was too much... You can both smell it now.
A picky pig.
I'm sure maybe
you're blaming yourself a lot, and I think you're being hard on yourself because this pig, to me, it sounds like the problem's with the pig, and you're blaming yourself, and I'm on your side, you know. And there's no shaming here. You know, you saw something in like the prize pig.
Okay, that's tears.
You saw a prize little piggy, and if that piggy was frigid or for whatever reasons had its own problems and didn't fancy you at that time. Now, how do we get to the dead pig?
I just want to say thank you so much for really caring, Claire. Cause,
do you like Betty Crocker?
The icing sugar?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
It was ice cream. That's why it was disgusting. I had a bowl of it.
You know, when I was lying on the ground with my tracksuit down, you know, my kingdom for some Betty Crocker to smear, to entice.
Did that work?
Maybe it would have.
He didn't have it with him, if you were listening.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. We don't all get access to Betty Crocker every day of the week, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
So the pig was not interested, and I was sore from the crow. And I decided that
Crow's feet.
I had very much had crow's feet on me.
Carry on.
And I thought, I can't, if I stay here, I'm just going to get my heart broken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to realize when someone's not into you, I think.
Okay.
Because you're playing a fool's game, you know. You can't make someone love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can try. There's nothing worth trying.
You can try, but when there's a language barrier, when you have some kind of serious medical condition going on around your genitals and anus, you have to know when to call it quits. And I didn't know whether I was returning to the city or to my family or to God, but I knew that my time in the field was up. And when I was saying goodbye to the animals, I noticed that the pig... It was ill, very ill. His eyes were yellow.
Take your time.
Eyes were yellow.
Sick of virginity.
And he wasn't eating. And I knew that.
Jealous of the crow?
Maybe. I was getting mixed messages. I knew that even if I couldn't make this pig love me, that I couldn't leave him like this.
Mm-hmm.
That I had to stay and be with him in the final moments. And...
It sounds really sweet and emotional, but at which point did you decide to fuck it?
As soon as he was dead.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Solve it with a tablet.
Or hug a tree.
What a tale, as in a pig's tale. You tell, I love him. I had everything.
Well, I think we've met today, Claire, someone that is carrying a lot of guilt, a lot of shame. But we should remember that this smelly arsehole happened long before he had sex with a dead pig. He was already sick by that point.
And I don't blame him for having sex with a dead pig. The pig could have been flirtatious, leading him on. The pig's also dead.
I do sort of blame him exclusively for doing that. I think it was absolutely his fault. But there was a moment before this where his arsehole got smelly.
Yes. And it was around the time of Shaken Stevens.
The Outcasts.
Oh.
You said you stole from them. I think, actually, they might have stole from you. Before you met them, you were willing to shake. You would shake all the time.
Hither and thither.
They put you in a place where you were ashamed of shaking.
Yes.
And that meant that you couldn't be who you really was anymore, and you had to go and live in a field.
Oh, and can I also just mention the lyrics, shake... Rattle and roll now. Thank you and good night.
I think I think that perhaps it's a chronic condition that I was preventing from developing when I was a little shaker boy. And maybe as I moved away from shaking, the stillness of my, forgive the term, anus, allowed the condition to develop. And yes, I was getting into this rock and roll music, but I was shaking in a whole new way. And I have to take responsibility for my actions after that point, I think, for me to be someone that deserves to keep going. And I also need to face up to that. I have to, you know, talk to my God about that. I'm ready to go back to the church. I want to be welcomed back. And I think the only way I'm going to do that is by repenting. And hopefully they'll accept me for who I am, and they'll accept...
You fucked a pig.
That I fucked a pig.
Well, that's lovely. That's really lovely.
Good luck with that. Yeah. I'm not convinced it's going to work.
Maybe write them a sorry card. You can get a pack of 5 in Paper Chase right now on discount.
Just quickly as well.
I'm sow sorry.
I'm sow sorry. That's lovely.
I have also got something wrong with my penis.
Oh, really? Well, I'm... quite specifically an arsehole doctor, okay, but you can tell me, you can tell me.
Well, it's probably to do with the pig, but I'll take it to someone else.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, well, another crime solved. A problem.
A crime created,
A problem solved. Thank you so much for coming on and being open, and don't you worry about a thing, okay?
Thank you for having me. I feel like a weight has been lifted.
And can we use your real name?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Now, I'm going to be honest, I think his arsehole still smells. Oh. I'm not sure we've completely cured you, but you are on a journey of cleanseness.
That's lovely. Did we ever get it all done? No. The pig certainly didn't. And it's goodbye from Claire Cares.
Goodbye from Dr. Benjamin Jones.
And it's goodbye from Jonas. God be with you.
Oink, oink. Have you heard of liking something?
Give it a like.
Give it a review if it's positive.
Or not positive.
Be positive. It's better for you in the long term. What we're saying is like, review, and subscribe.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.